The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 6 deaths and 3 new hospitalizations in its latest report, January 19. The 6 deaths reported today include 1 Simcoe County resident and 5 people from Muskoka. A Simcoe County man between 65 and 79 years old died on January 7. His case was not linked to any outbreaks. All 5 of the Muskoka residents who died were over 79 years old, 2 were female and 3 were male. All of the cases were linked to outbreaks. They died between January 3 and January 17, but this is the first time their deaths have been reported by the health unit. Of the last 12 deaths reported by the health unit, 7 people were fully vaccinated. There are approximately 30 Simcoe Muskoka residents hospitalized for COVID-19. Area hospitals, however, may also accept patients from outside of the region. While provincial testing guidelines prioritize testing for people living and working in high-risk congregate care settings and hospitalized patients, and test results are delayed by several days, the health unit is reporting 374 new cases today. Among the cases reported today are 74 unvaccinated people, 5 partially vaccinated people, and 226 fully vaccinated people. The health unit is reporting cases within the region, but is not providing further breakdowns on the primary residence municipality of the people who test positive. About 39% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka region, including children too young to get the vaccine, now has 3 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, 37% has 2 doses, 5% has 1 dose, and 19% have no doses of a COVID vaccine. Since July 18, 2021, COVID hospitalizations in the region have included 161 unvaccinated people, 13 partially vaccinated people, and 68 fully vaccinated people. In the same time frame, COVID-related ICU admissions have included 43 unvaccinated people and 11 fully vaccinated people. Since July, the deaths reported by the health unit include 34 people who were unvaccinated and 18 were fully vaccinated. Fewer than 5 of the deaths during that time were partially vaccinated individuals. According to the health unit, those who are unvaccinated are 11 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID, 19 times more likely to be admitted to the ICU, and 7 times more likely to die from a COVID infection compared to those who are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 29,255 cases of COVID-19, with 19,663 of those cases recovered and 308 cases ending in death. There are 96 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, including 47 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 37 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 12 at child care centers. 20 outbreaks have showed early signs, genetic marker, for the Omicron strain, and at least 1 outbreak was caused by the Delta strain. The COVID strain for the other outbreaks is unknown at this time. The institutional outbreaks in Simcoe County with more than 10 cases reported include the Berryview Retirement Home in Berry, 26 resident cases and 5 staff cases; Trillium Manor Long-Term Care Home in Orillia, 21 resident cases and 5 staff cases; Bay Haven Care Community in Collingwood, 9 resident cases and 7 staff cases; Bradford Valley Care Community, 9 resident cases and 14 staff cases; IOOF Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, 13 resident cases and 26 staff cases; Birchmere Retirement Home in Orillia, 30 resident cases and 9 staff cases; Grove Park Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, 6 resident cases and 8 staff cases; Waterford Retirement Residence in Barrie, 12 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases; Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre IOOF Long-Term Care Home, 19 resident cases and 19 staff cases; Atrium Retirement Home in Orillia, 35 resident cases and 5 staff cases; Sundial Lakeview Retirement Lodge in Orillia, 20 resident cases and 5 staff cases; Mill Creek Care Centre in Barrie, 17 resident cases and 18 staff cases; Owen Hill Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, 12 resident cases and fewer than 5 staff cases; Leacock Care Center in Orillia, 14 resident cases and 13 staff cases; Woods Park Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, 8 resident cases and 19 staff cases. There is a long-term care home in Gravenhurst, Muskoka Shores, with more than 100 cases, 94 resident cases and 19 staff cases. Case counts for outbreaks reported by the health unit may be delayed and therefore could be underestimated.